I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political change could lead to more freedom in Iran. The details coming up. Then later, a new radio program brings the Word of God to life. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, an exiled prince rallying support for democracy? Well, it may sound like fiction, but last month it was a reality. More than 500 Iranian opposition activists and groups gathered in Munich, Germany, hosted by Iran's crown prince, Reza Pahlavi. The goal? To outline what a democratic transition and national rebuilding should look like in Iran. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries says seven actors from their upcoming film, Esther, Queen of Hope, participated in the summit.
The Persian Empire, which is what modern-day Iran is, the Persian Empire of the past, actually believed in allowing people to keep their own religion. Basically, the Persian people of today are saying, we want to go back to what we were, where we could choose.
Filming for Esther took place with the June Israel-Iran conflict unfolding. The IMM crew prayed with the Iranian actors throughout the production.
So it was really incredible to be an observer of what feels like world history to me happening before our eyes. It's not making the news, but this could completely change the face of the Middle East.
Political change is a fragile process, but with freedom comes greater opportunity for the gospel to spread.
Let's pray with Iranians that the country gets freedom, freedom of religion, and freedom of speech.
Next, Sudan's crisis is deepening by the day. More than 640,000 children under five are now at risk of cholera. A gospel worker we'll call John explains.
It's kind of a multi-sector emergency. Because you have flooding that displaces people, armed conflict, no access to basic services. One of the most significant cholera outbreaks that part of the world has seen in decades. And that's the reality.
Over 12 million people have been displaced by the civil war. That's more than at the height of the conflicts in Syria or Ukraine. Families are eating leaves to survive in parts of Darfur, while hospitals in Khartoum have been bombed or shut down due to fighting.
In the middle of that, how do you get help to them? Delivering aid is incredibly dangerous. Any movement of aid is looted and confiscated.
But by God's grace, help is on the way.
In the next couple of weeks, there are four teams going to four refugee areas with medications for children to address cholera. Cholera is easily dealt with if you have what you need.
Doctors, nurses, and evangelists are on the move, bringing medicine, compassion, and the gospel. Ask God to protect them from armed bandits and to help them reach the sick in time. Then a deep curiosity to know God can shape your life. That's what Luis Sayo had when Transworld Radio asked him to develop a new Bible teaching program in 2006. He was already a theologian, professor, and pastor from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Today, the Mission 66 Bible study series he developed is reaching new languages. Sayo asked God to change him first.
If I do not preach to myself in the way that I will be challenged by the Word of God, I can't say anything to anybody else. So I must really understand, and not only to teach, but to be taught by the Word.
He doesn't see himself as a theologian, but rather as someone who's been blessed by God.
I'm like a beggar that found bread. I found bread for my soul, my life.
The Word of God is for you too. Learn more about Scripture by listening to Mission 66 online.
But remember that we have a God that created the universe, that brought us salvation in a very profound way through Jesus, and He wants to bless your heart, to forgive your sins, and to bring you close to His heart.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.